Today is the deadline for any groups proposing new voter initiatives to get their petitions turned in. 14 proposals are expected to arrive at the Secretary of State's office today, where signatures will be counted. And if they have enough, the proposals will make it on the November ballot. We're looking at a couple of those proposals this morning. Coming up, we'll hear about Invest in Ed, the initiative aimed at increasing education funding in the state. But first, we turn to Terry Goddard, who is heading up the Stop Political Dirty Money Amendment. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
So first, remind us exactly. So first, remind us exactly what this initiative aims to do.
Well, this initiative provides to all Arizonans the right to know the original source of all money spent to elect a candidate. Right now, there's a huge loophole in Arizona law that allows corporations and deep pocket individuals to avoid the disclosure requirement. They can fire at will without any disclosure of who they are. They all have these funny sounding names like Citizens for a Better Tomorrow or a Better Everything. And they are very carefully laundering their money so that we, the voters, will never know who it is. And we've had a tremendous response on the streets. Our volunteers got over 10,000 signatures just in the last couple of days. But they're still collecting, and we're going to try. Anybody who's got a petition or who wants to sign can still come to our headquarters at 747 West Roosevelt.
Right. I was approached by one of your initiative signature collectors yesterday in a Target parking lot. So I know this is coming up to the deadline here, and the deadline's at 5. How's it looking on this last day?
Need everybody's help. This opens the door for Arizona voters to do something major to reform the way government is run in this state. And so far, the response has been fantastic. The people like you just described that met you in the parking lot have been working their tails off in this heat.
Yeah, I want to give people a sense of how difficult this is. Like, how many signatures were you required to get here? And then, of course, you have to go over that because some of those signatures might not pass muster.
Well, it's a constitutional amendment, so the total required by law is 225,000 signatures. That's almost a quarter of a million, obviously. It's a lot. And that's taken us about 6 months. We've had an unprecedented volunteer effort going throughout Arizona. I'm just terribly proud of them. And we believe it's sufficient to open the door so that Arizona will have in November the chance to vote on this constitutional amendment. So they'll have the right, we'll all have the right, to know exactly who it is that's funding political ads.
What would this look like, Terry? Like, are we talking about disclosures on forms to the Secretary of State's office by donors, or is this like in an ad they have to say where the money came from?
The person who places the ad or the individual of the corporation has to disclose the original source, and that's the key word, not the last person that wrote a check, but the original source, the one that really is behind this money, the one that earned the money. And that's what we don't know today. You know, you and I, as normal voters, if we give $50 or more, we have to fully disclose our name, our address, and who we work for. But if you're a billionaire and you can set up one of these 501c4s, Arizona law does not even require you to form a political committee. You can spend tens of millions of dollars trying to influence the vote in Arizona and never tell anybody who you are. And I think that's just wrong. That undermines our democracy because when you're in a debate, it really makes a difference who's saying the position on the other side. You need to know the credibility of that person. You need to know what their motives are. And right now, Arizona voters don't have that chance. And I think it's killing our ability to have responsible elected officials.
Yeah. In our last minute or so here, Terry, I wanted to talk. You talked about how difficult this is, how many people you have to have out collecting, how many signatures. I wonder also, like, why so many campaigns, why so many issues, causes end up in ballot initiatives here in Arizona? You've done this in the past, I know.
Well, I think a lot of it goes right back to what we're fighting about. That's dirty money, because our legislature has not been responding to the voters. I think the Red for Ed campaign showed that. It took 70,000 people in red shirts to come down to the legislature to get them to pay attention to the deficiencies in education. That's because they're not listening to us. They're not listening to the voters. They're listening to the out-of-state, off-the-scene, dark money contributors. And that's just the simple fact. They've taken over Arizona government, and it's time for us to take it back.
You think you're going to have the signatures you need by 5 tonight?
Yes, I do. We're going to open that door so that Arizonans have a chance. But we're counting on everybody who's got a petition and they haven't turned it in. please get it to our headquarters at 747 West Roosevelt before noon, because this is the witching hour. This is the very last time, and every signature counts toward making our proposition qualify for the ballot.
All right. That's Terry Goddard, who's leading up the Stop Political Dirty Money Amendment. Terry, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Take care.